Okay, Bert. Iron's back. I'll just wipe this down here.
Back? What are you talking about? You double music playing thing. You, it's crazy talk.
Did you do that, Ion?
No, I didn't.
We had to get you. We had to get yourself together. So you got to get yourself together.
And I have been playing with music a lot lately.
Well, we want to play with you. So you've got a bunch of questions, and they're all being played at the same time, and we're answering them, and you're getting them all tangled up at the same time. So now you got to sift it off and take a break, get yourself up, get your back right, wrong, over, and under, yes, and we can start answering the questions pretty quick in a monotone kind of but you don't want it like that. You want it slow and easy and on and good and nice.
I do have a lot of questions, and is there one that I have in front of me that...
you got to work with 11.
Bert, you're preambling too much. Just do them one by one. If you don't finish today, you do the rest next week.
Okay.
Hey, we haven't done rapid fire in forever. We can do rapid fire. Bang it out if you want to.
Well, I'll simplify here. I have one question. I answer the upper kingdom is bliss. And the middle kingdom can't focus on anything. There's so much information.
But it's all information.
It's all information.
It's all time. There is no time. So how can there be all time? It's a conundrum. It slips in and out. So you can get upside down in a second. You can have outcomes that aren't the outcomes that are the outcomes. Wait, they were the outcomes. No, they were incomes. No, outgoes. Incomes, outgoes. Oh, wait, yeah, we don't know. See, we're lost again, so that's the rub.
Is the upper kingdom another way of saying sort of where Ion resides?
No.
Would it be better that that upper kingdom be one's realm, or would access to it be just preferred?
Lewis Carroll did it best when he was going down the rabbit hole. That's what you're describing here. This Queen of Hearts land, you're asking, is that the better place to be? For everything can be, that is to be, to be or not to be. That is the question, kind of Mad as a Hatter, Johnny Depp kind of fucked in the head deal. Okay, that's fine, but we'd say probably not.
Is there a cloud element in this middle upper kingdom conversation? Does the cloud reside in one or the other? Does it reside in the upper kingdom?
No.
The cloud resides in the middle kingdom as a form of...
Between. It balances in the scruples of all that is, all the continuums that contain a continuous continuum that is continuous, that continually continuates the continuation of continuance. It's a continuation. It continues. Continually. However contentious.
Does it allow access from one kingdom to the other, middle or upper?
Through a contagion.
Does that mean that the cloud infects somewhat the middle kingdom?
You mean to say affect, but we'll let it slide.
Is it a contagion sort of like get struck with... Is this middle kingdom different from the original three kingdoms conversation?
It's a complete mix of it.
Okay.
You had to start somewhere. The merging, you got to get it to where you can figure out what you're merging. But if it contains everything and there is none of it, if everything there's none of is there, you got to merge it with something to make it be obfuscated out. And that's what you're working in now, the slop, of life.
That middle kingdom just represents a realm of a god. Is that correct?
Not exclusively.
It could be non-gods as well.
You could be a coyote.
And that cloud infects the realm of being?
Affects.
Okay, so it affects.
They let the first one slide, but within the second you were warned.
I'm looking up the difference, just to have it stated, of effect and affect. An effect with an E is a change that results when something is done or happens, an event, condition, or state of affairs that is produced by a cause, a particular feeling or mood created by something. An affect
is to have an effect on, make a difference to. The dampness began to affect my health, influence, impact, touch the feelings of someone, move emotionally. The atrocities he witnessed have affected him most deeply. You see the difference? It's a transitive verb.
So the cloud can have an affect on the middle kingdom.
It does. It does.
It does. I don't want to jump ahead. Ion said that
you're
there were two
froggy
clouds.
Jump. We're in the third person now.
You said that there were... I don't know why I do that. I don't know why people do that.
We quote ourselves often. We would if we had come.
Ion has said that there are two clouds. You said that there's the cloud of glory that's moving, Exodus 37. That's the cloud of glory. And then there's the carbon-based storage cloud that's ours, that's evolving. Ion said the cloud of glory, the Exodus one, is moving. The 2 Chronicles 5:14 cloud, that's the one that's taking over. Now, is it the cloud of glory that's between the middle and upper kingdom?
That connects, yeah.
That connects the two. The carbon cloud that's taking over, is that in this conversation?
Cloud of glory.
Are there one cloud or two?
And deities would say there's four.
So this cloud is affecting the middle kingdom. It affects the middle kingdom.
They provide the causal effect.
It's affecting, providing a causal effect.
Two.
Could you please give an example of a causal effect that the cloud might have?
It made you nut watching an image on your iPhone. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
So that's an effect caused by the affect of the cloud on the middle kingdom.
Extemporaneously spoken.
So this cloud, you're calling the cloud of glory?
Ask and answered.
This cloud seems like it's strictly an information cloud.
Don Esty.
Don Esty.
Esty.
Not hearing anything.
D-O-N-D-E. But then a cleave accent over the O, then a space. Then capital E-S-T-A-S. With an cleave accent over the A.
Don Ep Estes. Are you speaking Spanish?
Poquito español, por favor.
¿Dónde estás?
Where am I?
Where are you?
All right, so I asked if that cloud was strictly information, and you ask, where am I? So does that mean...
That's the bad will affect your answer. But otherwise, we're going to say más o menos.
Can someone translate that?
More or less.
More or less, okay. Does this go back to triangulation? The cloud it locates?
11.
Is that the moving with the cloud?
No, you're swimming in the deep end now, big one. You got to get right. You got a big old member. You got to start using it now somehow or another. You want to get right. So what that means is go to 11.
Well, the 11th item on my questions for Ion, for you is the wall.
That's what we want to talk about. That's what we tell you to start with when we said go to 11. So good.
Okay.
Now we can begin. 11, the wall. Go ahead.
The question I had outlined was Trump's wall. You first said that it was a wall, and it was a reference to choose ye who you will serve. And it was either the Lord's side or
your side.
And you said, we don't even know what the Lord is. My recollection is that was God's authority on the earth. Do you have an updated definition for the Lord in this
kind of world.
Am I on the Lord's side, which is God's authority on the earth, or am I on my side? Is that a way to phrase that question? If I were asking that of someone, they would I on would you say that would you ask, are you on the Lord's side or are you on your side? Now, if you ask me, Ian says that I'm God, so I would be on my side.
You can.
You said you can or you cannot?
You can.
You can. To me, that would be the appropriate position. Is that so, Ion?
Works for us. Go back to the wall.
Okay, so we're back at the wall here, and you said that the Mexicans would want to build the wall to keep Americans out of Mexico because the Americans are going to want to leave America. You said it's because of Solomon 4:15, and so I'll state that again, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Now, that made me think, is this a scenario sort of like in the 4400 where the gentleman that sort of represents the Messiah figure creates or has this primacy that he gives to people on the street, and these people on the street, they sort of, they take it and they live or they die. So it's kind of a, it's kind of like the Game of Thrones. When you play the game, you either win or you die. So if you win, these people gained abilities. Otherwise, they checked out. And when they gained abilities, it sort of destabilized the political situation because then it was a question of who's running things. Am I off base there?
No, in the Iron Throne, that's what happened. That's how the iron got there.
The iron for the Iron Throne was, I have not watched Game
swords,
of Thrones, but I know that...
Swords of the Fallen.
And they made a throne of that, okay.
That's the Iron
pretty,
Throne.
So this scenario sort of that seems more literal in that show, the 4400, that's an example of sort of how things may come to pass?
The Lancasters will decide.
From what I've heard you said of the Lannisters, they sort of struggle and fight more for their power.
So do you.
Well, shouldn't it actually be easy?
Well, should be.
That's making me think of this passage I just heard of about Samuel and how Samuel was told to wait. Is that sort of an example of relaxing and allowing?
It works.
Okay. And the passage said, and the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. Is that in effect saying that Ion is speaking? Those with ears to hear, is that the same sort of idea? I'll say yes. In my estimation, I've been relaxing and allowing, or is there my power, but you're saying that I'm fighting for it. Is this, I'm not making an issue out of that, but is there a way that Ian considers that I'm fighting for it?
I'm prompted to say that's just your old battle with your wife or girlfriend or whoever you live with. That's the old power struggle if Ion's ever bring it up.
It's,
am I right about that, Ion, or is it something else?
Oh, no, man, that's what we were just going to say.
It's always the same issue there, Bart. Yeah, go find yourself, Bart.
Yeah. We got to work on some auto-fellatio. That'll get you right.
Well, look, I'm doing my thing here and engaging, and
that's what we're talking about. But if you're more limber, you could reach it.
Yeah.
Like the man from Nantucket,
who had a
dick that was so long
he could suck it, and with a grin,
he
wiped up his chin. If my ear were okay, all right. Well, you know, that's the way circumstances are as far as that relationship situation right now. And
well, that's fine. We can help, though. That's the whole point, is we can help. So it's all right.
You know, I forgot that when we had this conversation last that she had actually gone through and read all of my ATS deck blog and read more than I have told her. I was thinking to ask you this morning, Ion, are there some specific words that I can say that might breach that barrier? Or should I relax about it?
It's up to you. What's your pleasure? What do you want? What do you like? Doesn't bother us. We're already.
Hey, Bart, she read your blog. What'd she say about it?
That was a meltdown. The subject matter was too much.
She didn't like it.
No, it was a freaky, and it immediately created sort of a barrier, or it created a shutdown, or.
Well, she doesn't understand what you went through doing the drops?
No.
She thinks you're making it up.
Right, and it's no surprise. This, what's being said or not said or confused or muddled or whatever here, you know, there are certain, I guess, intellects that have an issue with it. I mean, you should know that.
He's a fucking idiot. You ought to be shot, this person. We put up with her for six fucking years now, isn't it?
Yeah,
When did you join? You joined in 2000.
February of 2011 was when I started
right,
the
right,
drops.
Probably on my birthday. February
yeah, but I was, engaging summer 2010.
So we're talking 5 years or more. And
yeah.
She cannot.
You've been in about the same time as Tina's dog. As long as Tina's dog.
What about Tina's dog? As long
he's
as
been
Tina's
in as
dog,
long
right,
as
right.
Tina's dog with bacon.
She's one of these narcissistic artists. She's so into being whatever she does, her graphic design bullshit for the corporate world. She's so into it that she's 19th century.
I think
her out of date and ineligible for fucking drafting into the new guff.
I think it's a number of things, but Aya would know best, and Aya knows I have regard. It's just
yeah, it's terrible parents. Terrible brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Terrible neighborhood. Had a terrible time in school, and she got stuck with you. No,
Whatever it was.
No, I think she came in with it. I mean, how silly can you get? Does she ask you what you might mean about it, rather than just judging it and saying, "Yeah, this is wrong. This is ineligible. This is a cult behavior." Doesn't she want to hear what you think? There's the power struggle right there.
There were probably a couple of conversations, but it's just total resistance.
Well, does she know what she's resisting? What is
yeah,
she
because
resisting?
She's well, she's just she's what she's read of mine and what she's read on the internet and. You know, I can't really
find
what's on the internet.
You put your cooks and nannies on the internet. Good
I did.
Lord Jesus. No one has your cooks and nannies exposed. We'd be cross with you, too.
Well, some people like it, some don't. I don't know what to tell you. But it's not for.
Wow. There,
it's not
there
for
you
like,
go. How about them bubbles, Bob?
It's not for lack of trying, and but I'm relaxed about it, and I'm focusing on my own mutations here, and that's my fun. So for now, that's, you know, that's how it is.
Does she still engage? Do you still have coitus?
Infrequent.
Why?
Well, you don't have to ask me that. You already know. And I can say some stupid words about it that I, you know, but it's just been infrequent. What's that?
Well, if it's going to work, that needs to get better. You don't have to talk. You don't have to like each other. You don't have to do any of that other stuff. But you should engage. You're going to hang around. If you're not going to engage, you need to move on. And say it just like that. It's how it's going to work. We don't need to talk. It's good. You don't need to read, and I don't need to talk. We're good.
So how are my lats and my pectorals?
They're getting better.
The strontium and cobalt ion, I've ingested that recently. Is that new to the environment in general, or is that just new to mine?
Yes.
Okay, it's new to the environment in general. Okay.
And yes to the second part to you.
And the effects that these those metals have in my cells, could you speak to some of those?
Prolific.
Are they, catalysts? Are they receivers?
Migrants.
They're migrants. Are they assisting something else, another chemical?
We need to get you nutted. Let's see. What if you had a conversation and said, hey, honey, I was thinking about going to the whorehouse and getting healed. What do you think? Ask her permission to go corral. And then it might have a different repose. But she's not fighting with you every day, right?
No.
But she's just doing what she's doing and trying to abide you, basically?
Yeah. That's an issue that I have to address. It obviously is, because it's subject of a conversation here. So,
would she be shocked if she heard you discussing your relationship on the show here?
Yeah.
Play it for her.
Well, we hit it in plain sight. It's all good. It's all fine. So the point is, if you want to carry on, carry on. If you don't, carry on, my wayward son. It's all right. If she understands, though, that that's the conversation, it makes a different conversation. Yeah. All right, she shacked up your damn ass in the first place, so there had to be for a reason. If she's changed her mind, then she needs to let you know. Should I stay or should I go? There's a song, Bob Scott, that he played it last night. It was great.
The Clash.
Mm-hmm. That's what you got. It's The Clash. So that's better than The Clap, but it's The Clash.
Yeah, that's
okay,
The Clash.
So just have a conversation. This is your main issue in your life. Forget all that other shit. Deal with your relationship. Then come back and ascend with us.
Yeah.
It's always the same answer. Ian's always giving the same answer.
Yeah. Either stay or go. Yep.
One more question.
We have a question. Out of all this prophetic, prophesied bullshit, What would you like? That's what hasn't been asked yet. What would you like?
I like the anomalies that I've been experiencing. I like, and I enjoyed watching the shows that you recommended.
No, we're talking about knocking the bottom out of something.
Yeah, well, if you've kind of been observing me, as the song stated, one of the songs stated that Bob played, you would recognize. Well, is there something that Ian would suggest? Let me say that. You're aware of my immediate circumstances.
Yeah. You damn blue balls, we know. But we want what you want. So that's what's going to work. If everything else is fleeting, we can move you into all kinds of things. We can put you in positions you never even dreamed of. But that ain't what you're asking, and that's not what we're suggesting. We want you to know what you know. You're not happy, there's a reason. You need to figure that out quick. Get happier. Get out. Then you know what you're dealing with. And once you figure that out, then everything else is ancillary. Now we're just lather, rinse, repeat until we get it right. If I like you pretty good, let's see how it goes. Get on with it. If you don't, get out. Bam. We're done. Good. Any questions?
Yeah.
Good. Next. See ya. Now, that's glib for us to say it, because it's like, this is our life, but we're not saying that. We're asking you, and you don't even know. And if you're leaving it for us to know, we do know. But that's not the point. We're not trying to convince the world. We're trying to convince you.
Yeah. Your statement can be translated as just shit or get off the pot kind of thing.
Well, we're not even being that harsh with it. We're being soft. We're being considerate. If she does it for you, she obviously did at some point, did she not? Going through a lot of bullshit over this crap.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's that good, it's still good. If it's never that good, then you're a bad choice, and we shouldn't be discussing you. We should be discussing it with her of how to embalm your body. That was the case. But that's not what we're having. We're talking to you. So.
Well, isn't this a common thing, Ion, that things change in that regard?
Well, we say no. We say it never changes. We say even the changes are included in the wholeness that is. So it never changes. It's all made up that way. Yes, some people fuck till they die, and it's good.
But eventually you narrow it down and you find someone that you want to be with, and 99.9%
well, after you slept with everyone else on the planet to see.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. How would you know?
But eventually you come around and you pick someone, and 99.9%.
Well, yeah, maybe that's how that works. We're not sure.
Yeah.
But go ahead. You're going to argue for your limitations, so we're going to make a little room for you.
I thought I was quoting you when you said that you screw everyone on the planet and then you...
decide.
Yeah, you eventually decide.
Because after a little while, you kind of go, yep, that was good. Yeah, that was good. Oh, she can do things. Well, no, yeah, she can really... No, yeah, this one, yeah, no, she... Yeah, no, no, yeah. The aspect, you get that down, then the quality of the capacity of the connection then kicks in and the spark hits, and then it's like, oh, this is best here because it was good all the way through, before, during, after, and included. And then when you're done, you don't want to saw your arm off to get away from her in the bed. Kind of
right.
She's laying on your arm. So that's a good thing when that happens. And then the next thing you know, everything gets all right. And then it's fun. Then you can build something. But if you have an abstract, why would you live with somebody that you can't have a thought? You don't judge her thoughts. Why would she care what you think? Or
right.
If she's your lover, why wouldn't she find out what you think? Why would anything you think be a surprise to her? Or have you not been knocking the little man out of the boat appropriately in the start with?
Well, that was more in the beginning. It sort of trailed off.
What was in the beginning?
More coitus.
The beginning was
the
word.
That's what's wrong. That's right. The beginning was the word, and all is recorded. And what you need to do is you need to go back, and you need to bust that little man up, and then everything else will get better. Or it'll be no fun at all, and then you can say goodbye. That's how you solve that, and then it's all good.
Okay, done. Thank
you,
Roxy.
Hi,
Roxy. Hello.
Roxy has some questions.
Do you understand?
Go ahead, Roxy.
Do you understand?
I do. I've received a message, yep.
So
yeah,
behave
make
yourself
and happy.
Be busy. That's exactly right. Very good. Because that's at the end of the day, and she should be able to do that. That's what we're saying. But you can't hold back and be reserved and be all stodgy and busy writing my blah 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 when you should be engaging. If you're engaging, then she should know what you're thinking and she should know why you're thinking it. Numbed up motherfucker, you need to get yourself where you're accessible. You're not accessible and you're mad because she don't get you. Man, she don't even know who the hell you are, let alone what you do or what you're supposed to do or can do.
It's a disaster. Get the fuck out of here, Bert. Just move along. Nothing happening here, Bert. Move along.
Get yourself.
Nothing going on here, Bert.
Let go.
Move along, Bert. Nothing moving. Nothing going on.
That's the funny part of it.
Me telling you, nothing going on here, Bert. Move along.
I'm getting myself high and tight.
And we're talking about coitus once a day.
Yeah.
For a month. And then we'll have a conversation.
And then play her this recorded.
Then play the recording.
Play her
yeah.
this recording.
Hey, Bob, I'll tell you what. Your 10-year recordings, I'll play this one.
My what recordings? My 10-year
recordings? The recordings you say you can play in 10 years. You play those.
No, I'm under lock and key. I'd be killed.
They're alive.
Ion's former wife. Ion's former wife would kill me. Never been said before. There's a something
okay.
I would have waited.
Super love.
Well, she's not woman enough to take my man.
Okay, Bert.
All right,
congratulations, Bert. You've learned something else about yourself. That's
do you understand
awesome,
now?
Bert.
Do you understand now what the point is? The reason she doesn't get you is because you're not connected. It's not her fault. It's your fault. She should know what you're thinking. She shouldn't have to go read your goddamn blog to find out how fucked up you are. She should know. And you should have a relationship where you're talking about it to a point where it's not a damn surprise. You should be able to go kiss a donkey's dick if you want to, but she should be able to know that. Otherwise, you're in a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye, Bert. Thank you. All right. What's your question?
Yeah, that was nice. That was fun. Did we make a little progress there, Bob? Maybe. He doesn't
we'll
kill
find
himself.
Out. We don't know yet.
It'll be all right. It's a good day. Nothing you could do. There was nothing you could do, Bob. There was nothing you could do.
Yeah, nothing you could do. That's right. There's nothing we can do.
But the short version is, it's going to be okay. Just get back in life. It's a participation course. Get back in life. Get back in life. Get back in life.
All right, good. Good. Okay, Roxy, quick. Yeah. What is it?
Oh, no, he called a steel brawl. Oh, God, let's kill ourselves.
The Middle Kingdom again. Yes, because many think that the world is inverted because of the negative interest in the banks.
It's upside down. This is the period of reunification. It is the establishment of the 11th dynasty, which is why we've been in 11 and in the Veil of Shadows and what this has all been about. You slid into it, so we're trying to slide you on out of it. So you don't go off the water slide like the boy in Floridia.
Do you mean Chinese, Egyptian, or Bob dynasty? What, 11th, whose dynasty?
Egyptian is the easiest one you can find. We haven't updated some of the other. The Mongols, we haven't updated that one yet. Mm-hmm. But if we send you looking there, you won't find it, then you'll think we're making it up. So give us a second. Oh, okay, now it's updated. Now you can do it. Okay, good now.
Leonardo, was he stuck in the Middle Kingdom because he did everything in, like, a mirror? Like, inverted?
Upside down.
What happened to him? Did he went to another world and he got somehow stuck?
Persia. Southern Persia.
Did he get stuck in between worlds, Ion?
We said Southern Persia.
That's here. Is that between worlds, Southern Persia?
Can be.
Was this a handicap for his perceptual life, or didn't bother him?
Well, both apply.
You said Frank the First was Alexander Magnus, and he went to Persia too. So is that the connection of both of them?
Mostly.
What were they doing there?
Playing Scrabble.
Were they making these coats that they were going to put in the castles?
No, see, that all just kind of came. You got to realize that a lot of this just happened. All these lords and duchesses and earls and dukes of earls and dukes and sinister ministers and all that, they didn't have a damn clue. It just sort of eased into them, and then they hit the point, and then they were their leader, and then they started it, and then they were. So the lineage has a lot to do with it, but it found them. They didn't go chase it. So it's not like they said, oh, let's go create our new worlds. It wasn't like that.
Hey, Ion, because it was the time of the printing press, and that was disrupting people's perceptions.
Slow everything down. Messed everything up.
Yeah. The contrast of that led to this incredible creativity from 1500 to 1520 of all the great art forms, Mona Lisa, David, and other things.
The Renaissance.
That was a product of this torture of the new environment that was coming in.
The mystery landscape that was unfolding. All that was there, but they had to fight against the Politburo to bring it in. See, they had to usher it in. They had to fight at every level. Louis XIV had to be made so we could realize this ridiculous, stupid, inappropriate, gold door laden, armalude furniture that no one would have in their house.
But was the printing press broke up the medieval powers, allowing an opening for the mystery landscape to be exploited by whoever noticed it? Like, break down its breakthrough?
Well, maybe.
Okay, back to you, Roxy.
Did Leonardo manage to get out of the Middle Kingdom?
Not so much.
Could you talk more about this Veil of Shadows? What is that related to?
The kingdom now, and where people are slipped between the chains, they're upside down. You live in a world where you get into a thing and you make a shadow. Well, that veil of shadows is a shadow that comes from the other side of something, which is the other side of a thing that is that thing. Therefore, it is very different, and therefore, it's the upside-down portion.
How do we go to the other side? So, would you say we have to go to the West Bank? So... That's the other side. Now we're in the Rib Gosh, and we have to go to the west?
Maybe.
What does the crossing mean?
But it flows.
What crosses are you referring to?
Because we have to cross the River Jordan. So... If we're in the Middle Kingdom on the left bank, and he said before, yesterday,
yes.
We have to go to the west.
Yeah, but then you said, what are the crosses? What's that mean? The Christian cross?
To cross the river.
No, you meant a verb. Why do we cross the river?
What is the crossing?
The intersection between this reality and the true reality, which are never exactly the same.
So, we're in the cave, we're in the illusion, in the fake reality.
Maybe it's allegory. Could be.
Maybe.
I don't think we're in the fake reality, we're in both.
But
we're
think
both
about it, think about it. It's like Limoges. How can you tell it's Limoges until it's signed? You can spot Limoges, can't you? You know Limoges.
So, Roxy, you're in both
can
worlds.
Can you pick we're asking her a question.
The frequency modulation determines how something will present itself, fake or not. You'll slide to one side or the other. And different scenarios will make you think, oh, that's phony and wasn't as real as this. That's always shifting because you're in both. Wasn't that profound? Do I get a high five for somebody? Do I unmute everybody and get a high five?
Yes, it's like a new thought to think that, like that. It's not like going to another world, but it's in your here and now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ian, can you go to parallel worlds and still be in this world? Or to go to a parallel world, you have to not be in this world.
It varies.
It can vary.
Okay. No, it does vary. Not can vary. It does.
Both can happen. You can be two worlds at the same time.
A lot of people do. That's the piercing of this thing. That's how people get trapped in the upside down. You have to make the shadow, but then you're trapped in the same shadow that you make. Well, that's impossible. No, it's not. They're all the same. That's the part you don't know. Or that's your good part.
How does that relate with the electric environment dissolving the gulf?
It's the spin thing.
Suspends the gulf.
What did the printing press did to the mystery landscape? Did it have an effect like the electric environment?
Not intrinsically, but yes.
But considerably different. Almost the opposite effect. It thickens
verbose,
things up.
Yeah, verbose. Verbose.
Okay, that's a very good. We actually got somewheres there, Roxy. Yeah, let's just hold that for a second. I got to let a few other people in because I don't know when Ian's leaving. So that was very productive. For me, anyways.
As long as you nut, Bob, that's what we're here for, Bob. So as long as you nut.
If I get nutted, then everybody else can. Now, we got to hear either Nate or Alyssa. Who is it?
It's Alyssa.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Hello, lover. Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I've been possibly feeling what you're talking about, this trapped in between two parallel worlds. Would you concur?
Well, of course. That's why we're talking to you, Buddha.
I know. Okay, so... I'm not ready to make a decision yet. I'm relaxing and allowing.
You can't decide. You're upside down. If you make a decision, it'd be an upside down decision. Good.
So how do I get upright?
Don't. Just let it go. Don't worry about it.
That would relate to what Bob was talking about being in both. That's kind of going with the flow, getting in the flow and allowing. Do you agree with Bob that it's both?
Do you agree, Bob?
Yes. I agree with myself.
Yeah, right. No, I'm okay. So, yes, going with the flow. So, would you say that I'm an F sharp and an E flat at the same time?
Well, your name is no, your sign is no, your number is no. You need to let it go. Need to let it go. Nah, to the ah, to the no, no, no. Your name is
What's
no, your sign is no, your number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Nah, to the ah, to the no, no, no. First you're going to say you ain't running game, thinking I'm believing every word. Call me beautiful, so original, telling me I'm not like other girls. I was in my zone before you came along. Now I'm thinking maybe you should go. Blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, nah, to the ah, to the no, no, no.
I recognize those lyrics.
It's Meghan Trainor, and the song is No.
I like to say no, but I don't say no very often. Feels good to say no.
All you ladies, listen up. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
I'm going to let it go.
Feeling untouchable. Untouchable. Feel untouchable. Get yourself together, and then you'll know. K-N-O-W.
Yeah.
No. Then you won't know. See? Swing your hip, that's all you got to say.
What are you saying? That's all I got to what?
Lick your lips and swing your hips. Let it go.
Yeah, yeah, listen to this. Is the reality in your head an exact replication of the, quote, external perceived reality?
No, it's the feeling place of it. It's not reality, it's how you think it'll feel. If I touch the stove, I think it's going to burn me, so I'm not going to make that choice. I don't give a fuck. I'm touching the stove anyway. Or if I accidentally touch the stove, oh, yeah, it felt exactly like I thought it would be. But now, wait a minute. I put my hand in the candle flame, and it was terrible, but it was okay. I mean, I could put my hand through the flame, and it wasn't so terrible. Well, no, that's not the way I thought it would be. But then I know that I can swish my hand quickly through, and it doesn't burn me up. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's the answer to Bob's question.
You're saying... And you're saying the feeling is the exact replication of the external perceived
that
reality.
That you think is going to be, yes.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
When I went to the sauna, sometimes I forgot to take my copper bracelet. And when I forgot, I just didn't felt it. But when I was aware of that, it burned me.
There you go. Very good.
Yeah, I've had that experience, and yeah. So the feeling place, so
did
when...
Did you notice,
so
Alyssa?
When,
he said it wasn't the thought, and then he said it's a feeling, and then I said, okay, so it's a feeling, and then he goes, it's the thought of that. So he flipped back to thought. It's both thought and feeling there. In the end, what he said, he went in a circle.
Well, which one is the external and which one's the quote-unquote reality? So
can't tell.
The
you
thought.
Don't know. Is it live or memory? Which is it? Don't know.
Right.
You can't tell. Is your arm broke?
So
I don't know.
Circle.
You have to go get it x-rayed. It doesn't matter if it's broke or not. It feels like it's broke. My damn arm hurt. That's what's up. Well, no, if your arm's broke, you got to do something. Well, the only way you can find that is get an x-ray. The inside out. So that's what happens when you get upside down.
So there's a perception... through thinking that affects the feeling, and then the feeling continues to affect the thinking.
Inflection.
So that has to do with the, what did you call it, longitudinal inflection of voice, and how that's a, how
nice.
That's where
that's the word.
Where
you're
I'm,
quoting us. We like that. That's hot.
I think that's the connection I'm making. That's the beautiful dot is what you were saying to me last.
Dot. You did.
Yeah, dot.
And you're getting it. You're doing so good because your body's even responding differently. Can you reach your quads on your legs?
Yes.
Right above your knee, there's that little space on your right leg as you're touching it. Rub it just a little bit and watch it. It'll just go away, disappear. You see the little spot?
Well, I have a... Well, which...
No,
on my,
you feel
on
it.
My right or
you
your
feel
right?
It. They're the same right, darling.
Yes.
Over above your knee, there's a little place. Rub it. Like a feel, it's like a little something. And you rub it, and then all of a sudden it kind of just goes away. That's what we're talking about.
So I'm rinsing, lathering, repeating. I'm rubbing, and is that a connection you're making? Is just a contrast?
Now you're
and
having,
quote unquote,
you're effecting,
healing.
You're effecting your meat sack body.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the complement formulas at the same time each day, which I haven't fell into what time I want yet. And more protein. My middle feels soft. I'm equating that to a burning in the belly, but I haven't listened to those and I don't know much about that. Can you tell me what to listen to, or is there something that I can do to feel more plugged in? Yeah, I know.
Do all of it. You're just lost. You're just lost in you. You just set sail on a desert isle, and it's like Gilligan. And so you don't know what's up or down or over and under. But it's going to be okay. We got you. But so far, it's working out for you. So you're all right.
Hey, Alyssa. You're talking about taking the complete form at the same time. You can't do the drops with anything else without a 15-minute gap.
Yes,
so you do
I'm
that
aware.
Separate. Yeah, and then you could, 50 minutes later, do the remagnet and eat stuff at the same time, but not with the drops.
Especially ice cream. That's the best.
Yes.
See, Bobby's making all these crazy, crazy rules, and that's okay, right thing. He didn't tell you anything wrong, but what if you just, somebody just, go ahead, do whatever you do. We're trying to agree and have a little allegory there, but it's not necessary. But it's okay. It's okay. Go with it. You'll be all right. You just take a whole month's worth and drink it at one time.
Ophelia.
And then you're done. You don't have to fuck with it. So that worked. Bang. But you may not want to do that. But you could. Be all right. As long as you don't eat something or drink something or something, whatever Bob's talking about. But you're going to drink a whole month's worth at one time. I guess it really doesn't make much difference. That's kind of like a meal on wheels, isn't it?
Okay, very good. Did you come in, Bert?
Thank you.
I know. The other one.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let Ophelia get in. Okay, say something, Ophelia.
Thank you, Bob.
Hello, Ophelia.
Okay. I just want to know that recently there is a series of bomb arson attack in Thailand. Does it have something to do with the East?
No, it has something to do with the Veil of Shadows.
Oh.
And things are a bit upside down, meaning they are overreacting, over-corresponding, oversimplifying, where somebody would say good morning and someone would walk back and say, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean to say good morning, hello, I was saying a greeting. And the next thing you know, they slap you in the face. And you're like, what the hell? How you slap me in the face? I just said, hey, good morning. Well, what do you mean by that? The Veil of Shadows would make that be an outcome. People go crazy. They start engaging more in everything to self-medicate. They're all over the place. And over in America, see, they're shooting each other in the head, and the police killing people. And now they've decided, I don't know where they came with this, with Black Lives Matter. We never knew they didn't matter, but now they do matter because they didn't matter, apparently. It's pretty incredible, but on and on and on. It's just rampant. There's, except for Bob's world. Bob has killing in his streets, too, but he never noticed it because, he just never notices it. Anyway, in the real world, here in the real world, all this travail is afoot, and it's going to increase a bit, too.
Oh, dear.
You are right. You are right. You are okay. But
hey,
don't
what's
think
happening
for
in
one
Thailand?
Second.
What was their topic?
They're
what
blowing
happened
in
shit
Thailand?
Up.
Because I'm
what?
Going there for business.
What happened?
Is it safe to go there?
I just want the noun. What happened? What are you asking about?
The bomb and arson attack.
You had a bomb.
Yes.
Okay.
So is it still safe to do business there?
business.
Yeah, business.
Business. You want to do business. What? Is that your business?
Part of it.
Well, don't you want to go for the fun of it?
No, I'm on to the spices and fashions, you know.
Well, Ophelia, I made less.
Well,
you don't
go
do
to
less
fuck
fun.
It. Don't,
yeah, don't
go to fuck
it. Now listen,
so
Ophelia, you haven't gotten lesson one, which is that do it for fun. You must sort of like
do
what you do, not for business. Yeah, that sounds silly, doesn't it? Yeah, do it for fun. What do you do? Got
yeah, if it's not fun, we wouldn't do it. There's not enough money in the business to do the business
well,
being the money.
You can say fun because you're traveling there.
I'm what?
Traveling there is fun, you know what I mean? It's a nice place, but yet with all this bombing and arson attack regularly, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay attention to it. The less you pay attention to it, it won't happen to you. That's the rule.
Except now you're in the Middle Kingdom, so you got to be aware. So we just said don't go to fuck it. So don't go to fuck
okay.
it.
Yeah, just check in once a week with Ian and ask where not to go.
This is pretty cool. They're still finding unexploded bombs. They're everywhere. It goes all the way to Bangkok and Ha Hing, and it's a sight. It's all over the place.
Those damn communists.
One night in Bangkok.
Hadn't been communism, we wouldn't
have
ruined the 20th
century. Remember we told you last week when we give you little signs and we said boom, 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 and this is what we got to. The other time it was stabbing, stabbing, stabbing when the priest got stabbed. And then it was bang, 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 the shooting. No one ever shooting. Then the bombs, and then the waves, then the fire, and then rah, rah, rah. It's kind of glib cliche architect. The motherfuckers are dying all over the place. Bang, bang.
Glib cliche
architect. Over and over. Dead, dying, death, dying, dead, dead. Happy, healthy, happy, healthy, dead. Round we go. Dead, back, over,
hey,
under, back, forth.
Patty just blew up.
Bang. So, yeah, there you go. Then Carolyn says it's a lanai. It's not a patio, silly. So there you go.
The night just blew
there
up.
It is.
Yeah, okay. That means it's better that I keep in touch over here with you, Ion, regarding going there or not.
Hang on tight. It's a white knuckle flight. You're a little dehydrated. You should maybe have more fluids. You're dehydrated.
Oh, you noticed
okay?
that. Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Have some fluid. We don't care what kind. Some tea, some water, some juice, some anything. But have some more than you are having. And Thailand will be fine. And have fun. Don't go to fuck it. Everything else is good.
I understand.
Are you going over the top and stop in Hong Kong?
I'm still working with Hong Kong site, but I was thinking of the Thailand site as well.
Mm.
Okay, that's enough, Ophelia. We're ending up soon. We're going to bring in Jean. Jean was supposed to come
okay,
back.
thank you.
You're welcome, Ophelia. Go ahead, Jean.
Thanks, Bob. Ion. Damn, either I'm doing great or I'm doing worse than I'll ever know if I follow in line with what's going on this morning on payday.
What are you talking about?
I'm hearing a number of people are a little upside down, and it's getting personal this morning, Ion.
Karen's laughing. Karen's
Did I
laughing.
Lose you?
No, we're all here.
We were here long before you were here.
So, Ion,
sort of.
Are you...
You're fucked up, too. You just don't know it.
All right. Do I want to know?
See,
is
so
there anything?
No, you don't need to. You don't need to
good.
Know. You're doing fine.
Good,
just don't
good,
go to
good.
Fuck it. Don't go to fuck it.
No, I ain't going anywhere soon. No, thank you. Are you extending or expanding the tetrad?
Coalescing it.
Are you doing something beyond flipping it?
We didn't do this. We didn't want this done. Y'all did this. We didn't have nothing to do with none of this. Y'all did this. We're trying to save the damn day before you really blow something up. But
well, yeah.
I
you,
know.
You're certainly a,
I know.
you're certainly affecting it. Yeah, I know. I agree.
Oh, no. We are not affecting it. We're just watching it go so to keep everybody as safe as they can be safe. But, you know, hey, they do what they do.
So you're coalescing it. Well,
there was nothing we could do. We all decided you had to prove it out. There's nothing we could do. Nothing we could do. That's what President Trump says. And nothing he could do. Nothing I could do. He borrows it. Nothing he could do.
So coalescing is come together and form one mass. Our whole.
Well, it's a big hole, but yeah. But see, we're saying this already is. This already is. You're just experiencing the upside down portion of the program. Now, see, that's what Bob was trying to tell you. That we told Bob when he went into that damn Thompson quadrant that this was going to happen. No, I'm just going to talk about it a little bit. We have to counterbalance the LaRouche quadrant. We've done Marshall McLuhan until he brought him back to life and he killed his damn family. And they're all dead now, and they died. The rest of them had sugar, and the rest of them drank themselves to death. Now the grandchildren are dying, so we had to move to another quadrant because LaRouche will sue us if we say one more word about him. And Reverend Stang is just waiting to say one more thing. So, you know, the Thompson quadrant was pretty much it. So the dark days of summer are here.
You say it's because it's the end of Thompson. And last week when I asked you about the Middle Kingdom, I thought you affirmed that it's matter, that we were talking about everything that's based in matter.
Does it matter?
Not really.
Okay. See, so there, now you even take the context of the position. That's what we're saying. The upside down port would even make that not a mark. You see?
Yeah.
May I ask something?
You just did.
20 seconds. Go ahead, Roxy, quick. 20 seconds.
Because we talk a lot about the medium and the media, and that in Latin means middle. Is the media related to this being stuck in the Middle Kingdom?
It's what's recording what is, but it's not doing it correctly.
Very good. Yay!
Yay!